You are listening to ITAMU News, a production of the Texas A&M International University Office of Public Relations, Marketing, and Information Services. I'm Melissa Barrientos Whitfield, Communications and Social Media Specialist. Today is Friday, April 20th. The Beaumont Foundation of America announced the establishment of a scholarship endowment that honors Carlos and Judith Safarini and is dedicated to providing scholarship assistance to first-generation TAMU students. The announcement was made Tuesday, April 19th, at TAMU's Helen Richter Watson Gallery in the Sue and Radcliffe Killam Library. W. Frank Newton, President and Chief Executive Officer of the Beaumont Foundation of America, presented the scholarship endowment. "It is our privilege to present this scholarship endowment honoring Carlos and Judith Safarini. It is our hope that it will enrich and enhance the futures of many TAMU students who are the first in their family to secure their futures through higher education," Newton said. Highlighting the announcement of the endowed scholarship was the introduction of the first TAMU student to be assisted by the Carlos and Judith Safarini Endowed Scholarship, Rafael E. Contreras III. Contreras is an English major at TAMU. A member of Leadership TAMU, he is an orientation leader, student ambassador, student success mentor, and a recipient of the Hispanic Association of Colleges and University Scholarship. In addition to his full-time studies, he works part-time as an outreach and retention specialist for the university. He hopes to become an editor or publisher in the future. To find out more about the Carlos and Judith Safarini Endowed Scholarship, please contact Candy Hine, Vice President for Institutional Advancement, at 956-326-4483 or email candy.hine@tamu.edu. TAMU senior Melissa Treviño will be the featured violin soloist with the Laredo Philharmonic Orchestra Sunday, April 22nd, having won the third annual concerto competition. The concert begins at 3 p.m. at the Center for the Fine and Performing Arts Recital Hall. Tickets, which will be available at the door, cost $15 for adults and $12 for seniors. Students will receive free admission. Treviño began her music studies in the sixth grade under the instruction of Beatriz Valle at Lamar Middle School. She continued her musical studies in high school with the J.W. Nixon Orchestra and the Vidal M. Treviño School of Communications and Fine Arts. In fall 2008, she enrolled at TAMU, where she entered the studio of Dr. Yumei Huang. Over the course of 4 years, she has completed a number of works, including concertos by Mozart and sonatas by Beethoven and Brahms. She received second place in the Fine Arts Division for the second annual Lamar Bruni Vergara Academic Conference for her performance of Mozart's Third Violin Concerto. She is an active member of the Chamber Orchestra of Laredo, in which she currently serves as concertmaster and has been performing with the Laredo Philharmonic Orchestra for 4 years. She is also a founding member of the Stringendo String Quintet, a local group dedicated to performing at various events in the area. An aspiring music educator, Treviño spends her spare time volunteering with the Laredo Philharmonic Youth Orchestra and local and middle high school orchestras. For additional information, please contact the TAMU Office of Public Relations, Marketing, and Information Services at 956-326-2180 or email prmis@tamu.edu. TAMU will host a book signing for Laredo native Maria Hilda Piñon, author of The Willows of Corona, on Tuesday, April 24th from 6:30 to 8 p.m. in the Helen Richter Watson Gallery inside the Sue and Radcliffe Killam Library. Piñon, whose educational background is in nursing, spiritual direction, life coaching, and psychology, has been involved in ministerial programs for the past 35 years, as well as producing programming for the national television station EWTN. She holds a master's degree in counseling psychology. She shared the focus of her novel set in Texas. The Willows of Corona is, at its core, a novel dealing with the complex structures of subjects such as love, relationships, and the perseverance of the human heart. It takes place in South Texas and has both a heartbreaking and uplifting narrative that embodies the full spectrum of human experience, she explained. For additional information, contact the university's Office for Institutional Advancement at 956-326-4483. University information is also available at tamiu.edu and on its social sites on Facebook, Google+, Twitter, and YouTube. A free smartphone and iPad application is also available for download at tamiu.edu.